Did anyone besides me notice how cold it's been recently? Or all that white stuff falling from the sky all of a sudden? What does that tell us? Winter's here.
Yeah.
And there's not a doggone thing we can do about it. But what you're doing in a greater sense is you're reading the signs of the times. You're looking around and seeing what's happening and making preparations for what is to come. You know, at our house, I found my snow shovels. We've got the snow blower ready to go. The cars are all winterized, and now we just have to get through the winter. But this reading of the signs of the times is something we do in a lot of areas of our lives, and we probably don't think about it too much. Some of us may see what's going on around us at work and believe that maybe it's time for a career change. Or some of us may look around and say, it's winter, it's time to go to Florida. Or you may look at your car and say, I need a better vehicle because I'm not sure I can get through the winter. But you read all these signs of the times, all those things going on around you, and you adjust. And we hear that today in the gospel about reading the signs of the times, looking at the fig tree, when you know it's summer, when it gets its leaves and comes out. And so Jesus tells us that we have to read the signs of the times and be ready for him as well. This study of the end times is referred to in theological terms as eschatology, the study of the end times. Now, in some ways to me, that seems to be a little bit futile. Because the truth is, we never know. There have always been wars and earthquakes and famines and plagues and natural disasters. And sometimes it's hard to know when exactly it is that Jesus was referring to. The fact is, we always have to be ready. That is the key. We never know when things might happen to us unexpectedly. People that have been caught in the wildfires in California had very little time to prepare, had very little time to be ready. They just simply had to react as soon as they saw what was happening. Now, this reading of the signs of the times, this looking at the end times, is not meant to scare us or to cause fear or trepidation in our lives. Oftentimes, when change is in the wind in our lives, it tends to make us uncertain. Sometimes it can invoke a little bit of fear and some uncertainty. And sometimes a whole lot of stress comes along with that. But we have to work our way through that, just a day at a time or a week at a time. We seldom have all the answers or are able to snap our fingers. In fact, this study of the end times has become something of a cottage industry. A year can hardly go by without somebody saying, I've read the Bible and I've calculated that the end of the world will be on this date. And invariably, when that date rolls around, you see another story where it says, oh, I miscalculated, it's really this date. And for 2,000 years, people have been saying that and it hasn't happened yet. So, I don't know that the coming of the Lord is imminent, but if you look around and you read the signs of the times, I wouldn't be surprised if he came tomorrow. The truth is, we just don't know, and that we have to be ready. And that extends not only to ourselves personally, but to all those around us. We're called to evangelize, to reach out to other people, to help them see the light and the truth in Christ and in the world. We have to be that light so that others can see. And in our culture today, that's a tough sell. And I pray especially for all the religious ed families that have gathered here this morning with their children. You've got a very tough job in front of you. You've got a culture all around you that's telling you none of this matters, that the only thing that counts is what's in front of you today and what makes you happy today. And what makes you feel good. And that just isn't the whole truth. That's a piece of it. We should all strive to be happy. But happiness doesn't come just from things. Happiness doesn't come from doing whatever you want. What gives people freedom is the truth. The truth and what we're called to do with our freedom is to do good and avoid evil, to help bring others into the light of Christ, to be evangelists, to go and announce the gospel of the Lord, as you hear so often from Bishop Boyer. When we do that, we're fulfilling our destiny. We're following where the Lord has led us. We're going where He's trod. And God doesn't reveal all this to us through Jesus to frighten us. He doesn't do that to make us tremble before Him. Remember, Jesus said the Father wanted Him to not lose anything that was given Him. So the fact that these things have been revealed to us are not to terrify us or to make us fear, but to help us be ready, to help us read those signs of the times in our own life and make whatever adjustments we need to keep moving forward. It's far more likely the Lord will come to meet us individually than He will to come and take the world in our lifetime. But if He does, we have to be like Boy Scouts. We have to be prepared. That is really the whole purpose of studying these end times. Not so much to be feared and to lock ourselves away and to cower in a room hidden from the rest of the world, but to reach out and to tell them and to show them that there is hope, that even though all these things happen, there's a rhyme and a reason for the world and for the way that it's all going to unfold. And so my prayer for all of us is that we're able to read the signs of the times in our own lives, to make whatever personal adjustments we need to make, and to be ready when the Lord calls us at whatever time that might be.